Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. We come to you each and every weeknight on the Infinity Sports Network, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, all the way till 2 a.m. Central time zone, that would be 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. Mountain, I won't forget about you, that would be 8 p.m. to midnight. And then Pacific, we're 7 to 11. So, also, Hawaii, Alaska, I don't know. I haven't figured those out, but it's drive time. How was your day at work? You could also find us on the Odyssey app, Sirius XM channel 375. Talking some possible relocations in hour number one. If you want to use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app, Cincinnati Bengals leases up. Who knew? And the A's. Are they going to make it the whole 3 years in Sacramento? Could they have to go back to Oakland? I'll leave you with that. You can grab the podcast or, again, the rewind feature for more. But right now is where we want to be. Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. I will remind you that the Bartometer is moving. That's right. The Bartometer is moving to Tuesdays, same time, but on Tuesdays. And that will be, today is the 3rd of April. That will be 5 months from now on September 2nd, football season. Almost two, we got to get through spring, summer, and then right before fall. So your second graders will be third graders. By the time we move. All right. You found a new folder. That's good. Alex is armed with us tonight. But it is right now. It is Thursday. It is Thursday. And we are here. We are ready. Let's fire up the Bartometer.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is time for the Bartometer. And tonight, we look at quarterbacks that have been acquired by teams since January 1st. 2020. I saw a nice piece from Tom Blair at NFL.com where he laid out what some of the acquisitions have been, but with not a ranking. We love rankings here in this business. I created artificial intelligence specifically to rank things. So what a perfect topic to throw into my machine, which again is about yay tall, yay wide, weighs oh so many pounds, runs on solar, gas, my blood, the tears of my enemies, and more. Found a peanut, threw it in there, found a peanut last night. And so the Bartometer is going to tell us of all the quarterbacks that have been acquired, no matter how they've been acquired, since 2020, which have been the best. So we start with number 8. Number 8, I feel like, is the most interesting and could be the most controversial when we find out who got left off the list. But number 8 is the Vikings' acquisition of Sam Darnold in March of 2024, that one-year $10 million contract. Not only did they do well with him, they picked up a guy they had no expectation for and won 14 games. That's a pretty big deal. Now, it did all come crashing down at the end like it typically does for the Vikings. But he has left them in a pretty good spot. They've got J.J. McCarthy, who was hurt, so that was great insurance to have him. Otherwise, God knows what they would be. And you've built a good enough team around them that J.J. McCarthy should be able to step in. And do we think, like, we saw Bo Nix, we saw Jaden Daniels, we saw some of these guys last year, even Drake May. Do we think that J.J. McCarthy can't step in and, I don't want to say play as well as Sam Darnold, there were weeks where we thought he could be the MVP, but be in a pretty good ecosystem where he can thrive and win double-digit games and get to the playoffs? I think the Vikings have to be very ecstatic about the level that Darnold got them to and also the situation that he left them in. Furthermore, his leaving is most likely going to net the Vikings a third-round pick as a compensatory pick in next year's draft. So Sam Darnold going to the Vikings as a free agent does get on this list at number 8. At number 7. Number 7 is the Washington Commanders drafting of Jaden Daniels, second overall in the 2024 NFL draft. Now, they didn't have the first choice. Who would they have taken with the first choice? Would they have taken Daniels? Would they have taken Caleb Williams? Caleb Williams seemed to be the preeminent number one, but they did have a decision to make. A bunch of other guys went. And their taking of Jaden Daniels not only propelled them to an NFC championship game, so better than some of these other guys left off the list, propelled them to an NFC championship game, but has put them in a good position where now the Commanders are a team people want to play for. And they're one of the few teams that I think after the playoffs could come out of it if they didn't win the Super Bowl. Philadelphia, of course, feeling good about what track they are on. Jaden Daniels was there at 2. They took him at 2. They got to an NFC championship game. And what the Commanders want to do over the next few years is build a team that will probably, any iteration of this Commanders team is going to be better than the one that got to the NFC championship game. Will they get that far again? We'll have to see. But the team will continue to improve. And another thing is it actually provided some definition to what the Commanders franchise is. Remember, this was the Washington football team. This was their other name. And there was still some discussion about maybe moving off the Commanders even. But he has solidified an identity. They are the Commanders. They have a bright future going forward. I will tell you, with Jaden Daniels at 7 and Sam Darnold at 8, here are some of the quarterbacks that will not be on this list. The Bartometer wants you to know now. It does not want you to be in anticipation if Drake May is going to be on the list or not. Geno Smith to Seattle, or I guess Las Vegas, not on this list. Baker Mayfield to Tampa, not on this list. Russell Wilson, the new three teams he's been on since 2020, not on this list. Certainly no Aaron Rodgers. And Jaden Daniels and Sam Darnold get in ahead of C.J. Stroud, drafted number 2. Jaden got farther, and I think there's a brighter future. Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, Drake May. None of those guys are going to fall in the top 6 of best quarterback acquisitions since 2020. Darnold at 8, Daniels at 7. And number 6. At number 6 is going to be Jared Goff to the Detroit Lions. Got to an NFC Championship game. He was acquired for Matt Stafford. He'll probably be on this list. Along with a bunch of picks. So the picks themselves, the trade themselves, there's a lot of guys, Jameson Williams, other guys they were able to select with those picks. But Jared Goff has been good. Okay, Jared Goff has been a productive and valuable quarterback, a Pro Bowl quarterback. He threw 4,500 yards, 34 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. His ability to play so well under Ben Johnson's system made Ben Johnson a superstar coordinator. Jared Goff, is he a top 5 quarterback? No. Is he a top 10? depends on how far from Ford Field you might live. But he's certainly one of the better quarterback acquisitions, helping, not alone, but helping usher in this new era of Giants football. Number five. Best quarterback acquisition since 2020. Number five is going to be Joe Burrow. The number one overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft. A lot of other ways that the Bengals could win. That was a very good draft. Herbert and Tua, also not on this list. Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts in the second round. But Burrow took this team that was the Bengals and has now transformed them into a should-be perennial contender. They got to the Super Bowl in 2021, AFC Championship in 2022. He got hurt in 23, comeback player of the year in 24 with a really shaky defense to keep them out of the playoffs. But he has revitalized that team and really the thinking of the team to be a team that is going to pay their stars. Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, under different Bengals eras and different ownership and different people in charge, administration's the word I'm looking for. Burrow, I mean, maybe Burrow's not even locked up. Saw what happened with Carson Palmer. But keeping Higgins, keeping Chase, you would think that they want to keep Trey Hendrickson. Some negotiating going on publicly there. But Joe Burrow, number one draft pick, maybe a layup. But again, you've got to make that pick. He gets in at number five, best quarterback acquisitions since 2020. Number four. This man is 23-13 as a starter in the regular season. He's 4-2 as a starter in the postseason. And he actually got his team to a Super Bowl and should have been primed to win before Kyle Shanahan gave it away. It is pick number 262 in the 2022 NFL draft. It is Mr. Irrelevant. It is Brock Purdy. Purdy has come in, played good football, even when the pieces around him start to get sold off because now he's got to get paid. He was the last quarterback taken in a draft that wasn't very good on quarterbacks. In fact, every quarterback taken before him, none of them are on their original teams. None of the 2020... Brock Purdy is the only quarterback drafted in 2022 that is still with his original team as the end of the rookie contract comes to its completion. Every team had a chance to take Brock Purdy multiple times, but the Niners did it with the last pick. Those quarterbacks, by the way, taken in that draft, Kenny Pickett is now on his third team. Desmond Ridder, no longer with Atlanta. Malik Willis, no longer with Tennessee. Matt Corral, I believe, is in the UFL. Bailey Zappi is a Chief, maybe? Sam Howell traded. Chris Oladukun, also with the Chiefs. Skylar Thompson, I believe, in Pittsburgh, was drafted not by Pittsburgh. Dolphins, maybe? But Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, the lone guy still on his team, got his team to a Super Bowl. Number three. Best quarterback acquisition since 2020. Number three is Matthew Stafford. So the other part of the Jared Goff trade, Matthew Stafford comes to the Rams. And in his first season with the Rams, throws for 4,800 yards, 41 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, and wins a Super Bowl. Now, there's been some injury setbacks, 22 and 23, better 24. Now they're paying him some more money to stick around. So maybe, like Goff, fantasy value-wise, if you've been doing a dynasty, you might have got better luck out of him the last few years. But Stafford got these guys to a Super Bowl, which was much needed after this team moved to Los Angeles and trying to rebuild that fan base from all those years ago. Matthew Stafford to the Rams, continuing to be there. A blockbuster trade helping out both teams, but this is the team that won
the Super Bowl.
At number two. No, oh, the Bartometer. The Bartometer is tempted right now to change the ranking here and put this guy at number one. There's many years yet for this guy to play. He could get to number one. But right now he comes in at two, and it's Jalen Hurts.
Damn!
Drafted in the second round by the Philadelphia Eagles in 2020, leading the Eagles to a Super Bowl in 2022, in which he should have been the MVP in a losing effort. Winning a Super Bowl in 2024, executing and running a play to such perfection in the tush push, i.e. brotherly shove, that it may get banned from the league. Jalen Hurts. Again, he was drafted after Jordan Love, after Herbert, after Tua, after Burrow. He's the guy that's gotten to multiple Super Bowls and won one. Jalen Hurts. There's many years he could play there. But right now he comes in at number two. Best quarterback acquisitions since 2020. To recap, number eight, Sam Darnold, Minnesota. Just the 1 year. Number seven, Jaden Daniels, drafted by the Commanders. Six, Jared Goff, via the trade to the Lions in 21. Joe Burrow, drafted to the Bengals, is number five. Number four is Brock Purdy's selection in the 2022 NFL Draft. Matthew Stafford to complete the Goff trade at number three. Jalen Hurts at two. And number one, folks, say it with me. The GOAT, Tom Brady, being signed from the Patriots to the Buccaneers in 2020. Played 3 years there, led them to a Super Bowl victory in 2020. Had 4,600 yards, 40 touchdowns that year. 2021, he threw for a league-leading 5,300 yards. So, one Super Bowl. All right. Jalen Hurts has been to a couple. Brady with just the one with Tampa. But one, it is Tom Brady. Two, not only did it elevate Tampa to a Super Bowl that year, and Tampa's at a weird 25 years where they got that Super Bowl and then so many years of bad and now they're back. But they are back. They are back. They are not what they were with those, you know, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber defenses. But they got a Super Bowl, and they've been good ever since. They're a playoff team ever since. Baker Mayfield, nearly cracking this list, did a really good job of, you know, at least not inheriting something and then burning it to the ground. How terrible would it be if you had something that was being executed very well, and then you come in and just trash it? Oh, it'd be terrible. There'd be riots on the streets, presumably. But that's a big wink. Tom Brady elevating the Buccaneers and then keeping them post-Tom Brady. They've been able to keep that relevancy. So again,
that's why he's the GOAT!
Yes. Darnold, Jaden, Goff, Burrow, Purdy, Stafford, Hurts, Brady. Those are the best acquisitions in any way, shape, or form from quarterbacks dating back to 2020. Bartometer, you have done your service. You may sleep. Rest easy, my dear companion. Remember, Bartometer, starting in just a little bit here, you're going to be on Tuesdays now instead of Thursdays. So you got to remember that. September 2nd. So 5 months away. Thank you, Bartometer. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. We'll be back. Your thoughts on that and much more on The Bart Winkler Show.